It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than tweeting your career away. We're better than that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in if you want to do that, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pip Alex.
Hi, everybody.
And Joel will be here sometime, half hour, 45
Yay.
Minutes, hour.
Yes.
Joel will be here.
He'll be boiling like a hot potato.
Why will he be boiling?
Because it's boiling out.
Yeah, but he's got air conditioning.
I know, but it's still like, I had the air full blast. My arm was roasting in its own juices.
Well, in defense of your car's air conditioning system, there's a lot of junk it has to cool besides you.
It was getting to me.
You know, the 10-year-old cat litter that you have nestled away is receiving the same air that you are.
You say that's a problem?
I'm not. I'm just saying if you want a cool temperature, it's a problem. It's fine life for cat litter.
Well, it hits me first, so I thought I'd be nice and chilly. But right. The sun coming through the window, I heard sizzling, and I realized it was me.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I cloister myself here in my little cave. I seldom see daylight now.
You know, it sounds good.
I've never been this pale this late in the season, but here I am.
I like the vulture life.
Yes, as I feed on carrion.
Carrion
along the side of the road. And that's a crow, but thank you.
Well, they pick at eyeballs, too.
I know, but we said vulture life.
Yeah, we did.
Do one fowl at a time.
Yeah, well, what do vultures sound like?
I don't know. Their mouth is always full with dead carcass. I don't know. I think they sound like something like this from a cartoon.
Yes.
My mother told me to get something for dinner. Yeah, so I'm assuming they sound like that.
Exactly like that.
That's how they sound. Where's Joe? He could have given us a Looney Tunes reference.
He totally could have.
Oh, he missed his opportunity.
We did our best.
We certainly did. On the show, a federal judge rules on Donald Trump and his Twitter habits. This was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Roseanne Barr gets herself canceled.
Oh, my God. Yes.
School of Fools and the Problem with Telling Time. I don't think we're going to get to Pip's curmudgeonly philosophy, so I promise you nothing.
Okay.
If we can, we will, but I promise you nothing.
All right.
And Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. I haven't done that in a little while.
Yeah, we haven't heard from our buddy, our crazy buddy Ann.
Yes. So I was thinking about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And it rings very odd to me to wish somebody a happy Memorial Day.
Isn't it strange?
Have you wished people a happy Memorial Day?
No.
Have people wished you a happy Memorial Day?
Not that I recall.
Have you seen it wished?
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. I don't remember being saying that. They say, have a nice weekend.
No, the president said happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day?
A lot of people do. And it was wished to me, happy Memorial Day. And I've heard it other places.
It's not actually a happy time.
No, and I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe we're doing it all wrong. Because we think of it as like, hey, you know, it's the start of the summer.
Right.
First long weekend of the summer. So we kind of put that before everything else. First time to, we can open up the pool. We can go to the beach. We can barbecue, have a few beers. That's what people think of, most people, except for those that have lost somebody.
Yeah, or people who are particularly patriotic and you know, or in tune with the armed forces and, you know.
A very small minority.
Yeah, very small. Most people are thinking about, do I have enough burgers?
Yes.
You know.
So I was thinking about the Jews, as I often do.
Me too, come to think of it.
And the Jews, with the, you know, I think they might have something we can look towards here as, you know, a day of reflection. The Jews have a Day of Atonement.
Yes.
But a day of reflection. Maybe we should not look at Memorial Day as the unofficial start to summer, but a day where we should reflect.
Well, and it should be. But it's not taken that way. Maybe we should have it. Well, think about it. I mean,
that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, Kippur is in October. Yes. It's not like the beginning of, like, yay, winter's over, woo, jump in the pool.
No, it's right in the middle of awful Jewish holidays that involve us going to temple. There's nothing celebratory about that.
And fasting. Oh, my God.
Well, fasting's fun. You know, it's a great kickstart to a diet. 25 hours of no food, drink, brushing your teeth, or showering. It's a good time.
Oh, my gosh. No. I don't think so. Matzah is not my favorite.
It's the Jewish version of the Ironman triathlon. No eat, no drink, no showering. Boom.
Yeah, big smells.
Yeah, sure. You can swim and run and bike, but can you atone and not eat, not drink, and not shower? I say nay. I say you cannot. I say you are not woman enough to do all that.
I call it a depressed Sunday.
Well, it's any day. That's the thing about a Jewish holiday. They'll sneak up on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
like a Jew in your community. You never know they're there until they put on the Yamaha.
The Yamaha, you say?
The Yamaha. They put on the Yamaha.
No, nowadays you know that they're there because all of a sudden there's some, what's that plastic white tubing?
Fleshlight?
No. Took me a second. No, you know, like they use it for piping and stuff.
Piping?
Yeah, piping, but there's a word for it. The plastic white tubing. Anyway.
CV piping?
Yeah, PVC.
PVC.
Yeah. When you see PVC piping going up on the telephone poles, now you know there's Jews around.
Oh, for the Arev.
Yeah.
Which is the big string that makes you think you're inside.
Yes.
For those who don't know, the uninitiated.
Yeah. Well, that's how you know.
Yes. The Jews are moving into this neighborhood, and the wife is none too pleased. She's not.
Really?
Because it's the Hasidic Jews.
Right.
And, you know, and much like
Which are not your garden variety Jews.
No, much like Archie Bunker. And the Jeffersons, my wife, there goes the neighborhood.
Well, I've noticed that there are some Hasidim that have moved into, like, the neighborhood adjacent to mine. And I went, oh, yeah, here we go. Because there's all kinds of political fighting.
Yeah. And they, you know, unfortunately, there's good members of the community and bad members of the community. Unfortunately,
yes.
They get the reputation for not supporting school budgets and
True.
Stuff like, because they don't send their children there.
Right.
So then all the other, so like in my town, the budget always passes by a lot.
Right.
And we have a very good school system and, you know, I'm happy with the superintendent. I think it's all Republican, so it's not even a partisan thing.
Right.
But, you know, and like they're very communicative with the security things that are going on and implementing. It always passes by a lot. So I'm very happy with that.
Right.
But you know what? If all of a sudden, you know, the Hasidim start to move in, and there was a lot of them. Maybe the school budgets don't pass. Maybe the school system isn't as good.
They form a strong voting bloc, and so they change things to the ways they like them.
Which, you know, it's fine. That's the American way.
It is the American way.
But
However, people. Some of the ways that they like it are not the ways that, I mean, I particularly like it.
But, you know, I got to tell you, I don't, you know, I mean, the people next to us before were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
Now, the good thing about that, for the most part, was because they always had Jehovah's Witnesses come in and out.
Okay.
But for the most part, they knew not to knock on my door. I guess, like, the neighbor went, so, don't talk to that guy. He might do something with Satan. You don't want to talk there.
Come and knock on my door. No, fuck you.
Yes. That was actually part of my bit. Back in the day, Three's Company, Come and Knock on My Door should be their theme song.
Really?
That was actually an old bit I had.
Great minds.
Yeah, well, or ours. So. Yeah,
wow.
So I'm not really huge on any religion. But yeah, I don't really want a whole bunch of Hasidic people living next to me. But I told my wife, I go, well, the good thing is they pay cash. And we're going to get ready to move, so let them overpay for this.
Well, that's true. That's true. Because it's like they like to live in a community with their own people. And so it's like they like to go in and buy up as many places in an area as they possibly can.
Now, the neighbor to my right.
Yeah.
Felt he got lowballed cash by the Hasidim and did not sell to them. He didn't want to do that to the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
It's really interesting. It's like, and Russ is on the other side. Sensei's like this. You know, he fights the anti-Semitism. That is like a lot of it is aimed at the Hasidim.
Right, but I don't think this is necessarily anti-Semitic.
Yeah, a little bit. I think so. Anytime you don't want a whole block of people without knowing them, it's an anti-something.
Well, I don't know them personally.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
we are making decisions, but we don't know them. They might be lovely folks.
No, I'm making my decisions based on what I've seen happen to other communities.
Right.
You know, so I'm not saying that, you know, I've known some Orthodox Jewish people, but I've never personally known any Hasidim because I'm a filthy woman and I should stay far, far away.
They love filthy women. I worked in a whole office of Hasidim.
Do you?
Oh, you could ask the wife the shit she found on their computer.
Ew.
Oh yeah.
Ew.
And this
no,
is
no. I know that they like filthy women, but I'm not quite filthy enough.
Oh, don't tell yourself. Sure. I hate to see you talk down and run yourself down like that. You're plenty
thank
filthy.
You.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean, listen, I don't want a lot of anything living near me.
No.
I don't really want a lot of people living near me.
Yeah, far away as possible.
Yeah.
But I want like a group of one type of people who want to change everything to just be their way. I like the mix.
I do too.
You know?
Oh, are we talking about the Irish now? Yeah, come out of the mix.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, any group. The Irish?
Yeah, I like that too.
Any group. If like, say that... Okay, say the purple people, didn't do things. Like, say that they were big litterers, you know,
right,
and would not clean up their stuff. Say that they had stores and they were constantly breaking the health violations. And so you couldn't even shop there or go get food there because you knew it was going to be disgusting. So you'd avoid it, you know.
I got to tell you, I went to the Hasidic restaurant, like a bakery.
Yeah.
Because I was having a big thing. I need to get like a kosher cake.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Up here. Couple years ago for my mom, and they have a big community in Muncie, New York, a big Hasidic Jewish community.
Yes,
kind of what you're describing.
Oh, really?
Filthy. I didn't really want anything. Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Oh, you felt the place was dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, I was...
Again, not your run-of-the-mill Orthodox Jews. Not your garden variety.
Not the garden variety Jew, no, but I think...
the type that you casually rounded up.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What, am I going to lose my show?
I'm used to the garden variety Jews. I grew up with garden variety Jews. Hasidim, I don't quite get. And I understand that it's my fear of the unknown or the strange that colors
listen, some of them are very lovely people.
I'm sure.
But, you know, listen, you just don't want a whole voting block coming in of anything.
That's what I mean.
This whole area is changing. This whole town's changing. This used to be where you moved to get away from the city.
Yeah.
Now you got to go further north.
You got to go further.
Especially now with this Legoland coming in.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Don't want that.
No.
Anyway, that's not the point of this.
Oh, okay. We're talking local politics and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
But I was thinking about Memorial Day and how it should be more of a day of reflection.
Yes.
I think we should be thinking about those who died while defending our country so that we have the lifestyle that America affords us. It should be a day where we're thinking about the dead's family and maybe do something for them. Maybe a day of giving.
True.
So I'm wondering, should the federal government make this a national day of reflection? Should major sporting events stop holding games? I mean, what did we have last night? We had game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, excuse me, game one of the Stanley Cup. We had a game seven in the NBA championship round. Not the finals, but the conference finals. And we had baseball. All this was going on Memorial Day. Maybe we shut those down. Maybe the movies close. Maybe we don't have shopping on that day.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your basics, your supermarkets and stuff like that.
Right.
But maybe we don't need to have mattress sales.
Make it have a more somber, be a yeah, more somber
the,
holiday.
It's not the 4th of July. The 4th of July is a day of celebration.
Yes, it should be.
You know, and I can even argue that...
except for the English.
I can even argue that Veterans Day, right. I could even argue Veterans Day could be a day of celebration. You could,
it is, because we're proud of our veterans.
Right. I could make that argument. I can't make an argument that, unless you're saying, well, they would want us to go on and be happy. But I don't think they died so I can have free hot dogs.
Did they, though?
No, kidding. I mean, I think, like, you know, we all, America really likes to couch itself in fake patriotism.
Oh, yeah.
Because we really don't know what most of us don't know.
We don't know what it's like to really put your life down.
We don't really sacrifice. Americans are not really, overall, a sacrificing people.
No, I don't think so.
It's not like Israel where you have to serve.
Right.
You know, we're most of us are not that charitable.
Or you have to choose what side you're on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, now everybody's choosing
now
sides.
Now everybody's choosing sides. As soon as it was out of my mouth, they said, yeah, we're doing that, though.
But I don't think they died for that type of divisiveness, either.
In the Civil War, they did.
In the Civil War, yes. But I think when we think of Memorial Day, we're not actually thinking of the Civil War.
No.
I think at this point, we're going as far back as World War II, because some of those folks are still with us.
Right, World War II.
But I think a lot of it's Vietnam and now the current wars.
The current wars, plural, yes.
Yeah, because, you know. Like Star Wars, there's always room for more.
Apparently.
Yeah, you know. You can always have a spin-off war.
Always more armaments.
Exactly.
Fun for everyone. The whole family.
Like, I really think we're doing this wrong. And it kind of bothers me. Now, it doesn't bother me to the point of actually doing something positive. But not yet. But I'm bringing it up.
Yeah. I like your spin on it a lot. I think there are groups... There are people who have already put things together. I'm blanking on exactly what it's called. I have to just look something up. But there's a group that I know that is involved in, like, more of a musical bent, you know, trying to, like, have musical shows to raise money to give vets things like vehicles. Computers, things to get them started.
But again, I think people conflate Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Right.
I'm totally cool with doing that on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want to celebrate the folks that are still with us.
True.
But maybe we need to take some time out and, you know, it's fun to say, you better stand during the national anthem. Not to start that whole thing again. But that's really fucking easy. People, I'm not even talking about the athletes. I go to a lot of sporting events. You know
that. Hats off!
No, but they don't even do that. They're on their phone. They're ordering a hot dog. They're selling it. I mean, so even the easiest patriotic bullshit.
That you could do.
We're not even good with that.
Yeah, not even surface attention to it.
Which is why, and I've called out before, the people who always run in their mouth are very often the people who've never done a damn thing.
True.
So, I think, you know, I mean, it won't happen because, you know, it would hurt business. It would hurt your shore communities. It would hurt your consumerism.
Because
and really,
putting a damper on their fun.
Right, because really, what is America if not consumerism and fucking vacations? A very, very limited amount of time, because then you got to go back to work to pay for your vacation and your consumerism.
Absolutely.
But that really is what America... That really is American pride.
Yeah.
If you go... Look at all my shit. I mean, Carlin spoke about this years ago.
Yeah.
But that really is America. If you think about it, that really is what our veterans have died for at this point.
Yeah.
Because we're really not the best of the best anymore. We really don't take pride in our education. We like to think we have the best education, but we really don't want to do anything to support making that better. We really don't have the pride in our healthcare and our scientists.
Truly, truly not.
And we really don't have pride in our freedoms, because if somebody says something we don't like, we want to take it away from them.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting partisan on that.
We don't actually believe in the Constitution anymore.
We don't. So really, we cherry pick
the Constitution.
Really, so really, what the people who gave their lives for are the soldiers who died, and they swore an oath to the Constitution.
Right.
Really, we're not those people.
No.
We're far from that. And now listen, obviously a lot of those people are into consumerism and everything too. I mean, let's not put all the vets on a pedestal too. They're Americans just like everybody else.
Of course they are.
But, you know, it's real easy to wrap yourself in the easy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not about that. Again, not to the point of actually doing something. Although, I've done things that I don't talk about on the air, and I've never even told you.
Really?
Yeah, there's things I do.
What? There's stuff you haven't told me?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But I mean, I mean, maybe
How
it's
dare you?
Maybe it's time America has that fucking conversation with itself. It's fun to say we should do more for the veterans, but we don't.
We don't.
You know, it's fun to say I respect the ones who died, but really, you when you see the pain of the folks at Arlington Cemetery,
right.
The people that were left behind, the ones who made the ultimate sacrifice, we really can't relate. When we've come to the point now where because of teams, it's okay to shit on certain Gold Star parents and not others.
Oh, wow. But yeah, no.
That was something that never would have happened.
That never would have happened.
But now it's okay. No. Now if it's for my team.
Right.
And my perceived patriotism,
right.
It's okay to shit on families that did make the ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
So
it's kind of unreal to me that's allowed.
And I'm all about, America likes to say, oh, we're the best. And I love this country. But we are not the best. I've traveled. Yeah. I talk to people from all over the world. We're not the best.
We're not the best in a lot of aspects.
We used to be the best in a lot of aspects.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm not talking about we're not the best because I'm not a fan of the president.
No. This has been going on.
Yes. Under Obama, there was plenty of shit we weren't the best at, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Under W, yeah. Under Clinton.
Under Reagan. It just keeps going.
You know, at least under Reagan... America was better. I'm not saying it's because of Reagan, but America was better than it is now. You go back to the 80s. At least
people hated us. Europe hated us and was afraid of us.
But at least what we stood, you know, we did stand up to fucking Russia.
Yes, it's true.
We don't stand up to Russia now.
No.
And again, you can say, well, you're just hating on Trump. But you know what? Yes. Obama didn't do it either.
Nope.
Obama had the opportunity too.
Yeah.
And I say, but Romney was right on him. I go, and what's your point? Is that like supposed to be, you got me? No, I'm agreeing with you. Nobody knew it at the time. Mitt knew it. Mitt was laughed at.
Right.
Mitt knew it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so we're not really the defenders of free. You look at what we're doing now, how we're separating families at the border. Is that really America? And listen, we were treating people badly, immigrants badly under Obama as well, illegals and everything. And I'm not saying that illegals have a right to stay here. I'm not saying that at all. But there's a humane way to deal with things.
Yeah.
Which we don't do.
Well, I mean, I think that sometimes you got to, like, look at each individual situation. You can't just say, hard line, here you go.
We're not those people anymore. We're not compassionate. I mean, there's compassionate people here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of people on the right go, well, that's what the church is for. You let the church do that. That's, you know. But why does it have to be? Why does it have to fall in the church? Why can't we all be better?
Yeah, we should be.
Why is it up to clergy to do the human and decent thing? Why can't we all be better?
I've made this comment with a friend of mine who is, you know, a good Christian woman, and I'm like, you know what? You don't check your morals at the door if you're not strongly religious. We can all be better. I'm an atheist. I don't have a higher power telling me what to do.
No, you got
I know. Telling me what to do all the time.
You're welcome.
But most of the time, I know what the right thing is. I don't always choose the right thing. I'm human.
Well, we're human.
But I know what the right thing is.
I don't think we strive for it anymore. And I'm just looking at Memorial Day as an example. It's a real fucking easy fix.
Yeah,
we could. You know what? One day, tamp down the consumers. We've already corrupted Christmas with that shit.
Ugh. God.
You know, Christmas is supposed to be a very high religious holiday. Not my religion.
It's not a high religious holiday.
No, it's all
they
about...
They made
it's a
religious holiday.
Well, no, Christmas, it's the birth of Jesus Christ. It should be a religious holiday.
But it's not actually the birth of Jesus Christ. In the calendar, the actual calendar of the time, Jesus Christ was supposed to be born months away. What happened was Constantinople... Wait. That's the city.
Istanbul. Used to be Constantinople.
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Constantine,
that's what I'm going for. Constantine changed the calendar so that the religious holiday for the Christians would coincide with the religious calendar for the heathen who had, you know, the winter solstice.
See, now, if Constantine can do that, why can't our Congress do this for our veterans?
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And, you know, listen, I don't want to shit on Trump, although I probably will be quite a bit during the show.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I said it on this show. I'm smarter.
Spoiler alert.
I'm smarter than him.
Yes.
And I feel very strongly about that. Yeah. I'm not even talking about the letter he wrote to the English teacher who fucking sent it back all corrected and everything. Not even doing that story tonight because sometimes it's piling on the rabbit.
You're right.
I'm not even doing this. But presidents send out tweets on Memorial Day.
Yes.
It's a tradition. Barack Obama sent one out yesterday. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton. All varying degrees of inspiration are very simple, thank you. Varying degrees of that.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to grade whose was best, whose was better.
Right.
You know, typical presidential standard fare. And really, if anybody should know how important the military is, it should be the commander-in-chief.
You'd think.
Okay. So this was President Trump's Memorial Day tweet, amid many other tweets attacking the Mueller investigation. On Memorial Day. Because, you know, why take a break from that?
No, well, there are lots of potty breaks, I'm sure.
But anyway. So this is his tweet. Happy Memorial Day. Again, going back to what we say. It's a weird thing.
So it's a weird...
Happy death? I mean, we kind of have happy death day. It's called Halloween. I mean, we kind of have that.
Yes.
It's not a happy Memorial Day.
You know, it's... Well...
I don't know who it's happy for... It's happy for...
Happy for us who are still on this side of the veil.
Yeah, it's happy for us because we didn't have to do shit. It's pretty much, and he didn't have to do shit.
No, he should own that. Halloween. I mean, it's not a happy day. It's happy hot dog day is what it's become.
Right. So those who died for our great country. Okay, I like the way this is starting.
Yeah, good.
Would be. Do you know what comes next?
No, I haven't heard this.
Those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today. Oh, okay.
All right, that's a big leap, but go ahead.
Okay, fine. Best economy in decades, lowest unemployment numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever, and women in 18 years, rebuilding our military, and so much more. Nice. The economy? Unemployment? Is that what they died for? I don't think so. I don't think they died for GDP.
I think it's kind of tone deaf to be bringing that up. We're talking about, you know, like you know, pounding your chest, saying, you know, look at me, look what I did, you know, when we're talking about people who've passed.
This should be selfless, but he's a reflection of us.
What we've become.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a reflection, in my personal opinion, some of the worst of what we've become.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. But even Trump supporters, people who always stand up for the president, some of them were not so plussed.
Did some of them say ew?
Yeah, there's like, yeah, this is a bad tweet.
Yeah.
Like what
that wasn't a good look. What are you doing?
Why? Just
you tweet all day. You couldn't separate these thoughts? You know?
Well, there's only 280 characters.
I know, but it's like, you know, on this day we remember the people that sacrificed, blah blah blah. And then later go, look at us. Fine.
Can you imagine if Obama did that?
Oh my God.
Look at this showy N-word is what would have happened.
Yes.
That's what would have come on, dude. I mean a Memorial Day tweet, this is easy shit. And people go, well, he's not like other presidents. No, he's not. He's not decent.
No.
I don't want to make this the anti-Trump show. You know, listen, man. And I, you know, if he gets something good done with North Korea, cool. And he got the hostage, you know, on his watch, the hostages back from Venezuela. Fantastic.
Great.
He got the hostages back from North Korea. Fantastic.
Great.
The certainly feathers in the president's cap.
Yes.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never take him away for that. And it seems to be Pompeo, I guess. A lot of people, well, because, you know, that's the Secretary of State.
Right.
And Pompeo, I guess, has been doing a lot of that. At least he went to, he was there in North Korea before the North Korean hostages were released.
True.
And Trump picked Pompeo. So
good pick and good work.
Yeah. You know what? So I don't want to hear, well, you're just shitting on the president. No, there's good stuff.
Yeah.
And if he actually gets a deal with North Korea that limits their nuclear weapons,
it would be historic.
Now, that deal better be a lot better than the Iran deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, just by his own standards.
Right.
But fantastic. So there's good shit.
Yeah.
He's done some good stuff.
much to my surprise, but I'm not going to crap on what he's accomplished.
No, I don't like to do that because it's not fair.
No, you can't say, oh, you know, everything's shut. No, no. I mean, even, you know.
People feel better about the economy now. It's not trickling down to the workers.
No, because that never works.
I mean, you know, they have all these statistics on it. It's really not. But people feel good about the economy.
Yep.
That's good for business.
Yeah, because it's you know, if they feel good about it, then they will spend. And
let's be honest about it. Trump is a much better salesman at this than Obama was.
Yes.
Obama never sold his economy.
No, that's true.
He was foolish enough. Well, the numbers will speak for themselves. You don't know us.
No, you don't know us.
You don't know us,
we
Barack.
We need a little flash.
Yeah, and Trump gives you the flash.
We need a little jaggedy edge sign that says, new, shiny.
Yes.
You know?
And that's where Trump lives. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Good for that.
He does understand spectacle. Yeah, and salesmanship.
You know? He's a master of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. He understands spectacle. But yeah, so those are good things that are on his watch that he needs to get credit for.
Yes.
And, when oil prices went through the roof, I didn't shit on him for that, although I was certainly angry about it. I didn't shit on him for that.
No, because, there's so much...
So much that goes
There's
into
so
it.
Much that goes into right. it that it's like just pointing at one person going, you did this. No, oh my God, it's so much more complicated than
but
that.
But I just don't, this tweet, and this is from the same guy who said, you know, people who quietly kneel during the national anthem should be deported. This is the guy that dodged
insane.
The draft. And you're putting GDP and unemployment. I mean, forget about that. He shits on John McCain all the time.
Oh, wow.
Listen, and liberals are real good. Like, liberals like John McCain when he does something they agree with, and then they're quick to shit on him when he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm just always like, well, he's still a fucking Republican. What do you expect? Like he's not going to always do what you want him to do.
Just because he had a good day doesn't mean he changed his spot.
Well, no, it's not about good day, bad day. It's like, don't shit on him for doing what he thinks is right, and it doesn't match up with what you think is right. That's not a reason to shit on him.
It depends on what the thing is.
I'm not listening. You know, certainly does things I don't agree with John McCain.
Sure.
But put all that aside, never shit on the man. Because you know what? He did something that I've never done.
Yeah, really.
So, I just...
That's got to be tough enough. You know? Being a prisoner of war?
Let's
really?
Let's put it this way. He's probably tougher than anybody... We know.
Yeah. And making fun of him because he's not a strong man now? Are you kidding me?
He's dying now.
Yeah. It's like, do you know what he lived through? And oh, that was disgusting.
Whatever. So I think we're doing Memorial Day wrong. I think the president doesn't get Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I think you can trot him out there and he can make a speech and kind of get through it sometimes without saying something stupid. Because usually when he goes off the script, that's usually when...
Oh, that's when all hell goes loose.
Yeah, and he'll even say, who wrote this? Yeah. Whoever wrote this, whoever wrote this, very good. Like, he did, it's like, he's not even part of the process.
It's just like he breaks the fourth wall. Like, I can't even pretend that I know what's going on here. Look, somebody wrote something for me to say. That's pretty good stuff.
That's who he is. But, I mean, I just as a country, we just don't get it.
Well, you know, I think that people really do like people who, like, blow the artifice off of things. They let you see behind the curtain of what's going on.
Oh, they must love me.
Yeah. they do love that kind of stuff. But I just think that as the leader of the free world for the moment... I don't know if that's true.
I don't really know if he is. I mean, we still got the biggest military.
Yeah.
We still got a lot of money, so in some ways we're still the leader.
We can still beat up the leader of the free world.
I don't know if we're still
the moral leaders.
I think now they look at Angela Merkel. At least certain
right
people
now,
do.
Yes.
No, listen, places like Israel, you know, they look to President Trump. Israel, you know, a lot of people in Israel love President Trump and you know, listen, you can make the argument that President Trump was the only president that promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem and did what he said. So you could, if you want to make that argument, you could put that in the good column, too, if you wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, I said before I have mixed feelings on it.
I do, too.
You know, if he was going to do it, why couldn't we get something from Israel? You know, speaking as an American.
Right.
But whatever. That's fine. So there are certain things he could hang his hat on.
Yeah. It's just that I think that we all... could be doing better. I mean, maybe it's showing me as, you know, old, get off of my lawn, but I'm just like, I don't have like this ridiculous sentimental idea of, you know, when I was a kid, things were so much better. No, it's not like so much better.
Things are always fucked up.
Who's it fucked up for? Yeah.
Who's it fucked up for? And, you know, people, oh, the good old days, the 50s. Yeah, well, if you were black, it wasn't so good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's
exactly
that's the real. Oh, you know, people had respect. Yeah, a black person knew not to eat at the counter. I mean, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really had good old days.
No. Well, you know, it was only depends on the point of view of the person
right.
speaking.
Listen, now things aren't terrible here. Things are fine here.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, just. You know, maybe
most of us don't live in fear, but there are those that do.
There's a lot that do.
Most of us have a lot of extra things besides just the basics. Some people still have lead in their water.
Right.
Some people still have black mold in their homes.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people still don't know where their next meal's coming from.
So it came out like a new study that it's like actually because like the official government studies results said that like 64 people died in the hurricane from Puerto Rico. And now it's like over 4,000, like the unofficial, like they did, like because we didn't get supplies quick enough and didn't get medical attention.
It's so, outrageous.
So America, do better.
Really?
All right. Yeah, that's kind of a weird way to start a comedy show.
We've started weirder.
Yeah, we have. So, ever watched Lord of the Rings?
You know what? Parts of it.
I finally got through all three.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a serious investment.
It is a big investment.
Because each one is over 3 hours long.
Yeah, this is...
It's a little much.
You have to be able to pause.
Yes. Yeah, like, I can't imagine going to the movies for it.
No.
I mean, the good thing during the first two, I caught a nap during it. I was able to doze for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it holds up.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I thought the effects were a little weird. Like, all of a sudden, we're doing super slow motion and everything. Like, it's just like, I don't know. And, like, even when it was over, it wouldn't end.
What do you mean, even when it's over?
Like, even when the bad guy is finally killed, you think we have a celebration, but no, there's still, like, another 20 or 30 more minutes of movie. It's like, when the fuck will this end? You know, and you know who Frodo is, right?
Yes.
Frodo's the one who is, like, burdened with carrying the ring.
Yeah.
Such a little bitch, Hobbit. So, like, I really wanted him to be fucking eaten by something.
At the beginning when he starts complaining about the mission or the whole way through?
The whole way through. Just a little bitch, Hobbit.
Well, what particularly bothered you? Do you remember any
Yeah, he moments? Turns on Sam Gamby-wise. And really, who the fuck is going on a journey with your gardener, by the way? That's a little fucking creepy. Like, I would have felt better about the whole thing if the two little hobbits, Sam and Frodo, had, like, a homosexual moment. Because there was a lot of fucking tension there.
Oh, there was a lot.
Like, let's just have some hobbit-on-hobbit action.
I love you, Mr. Frodo.
It's a little much. Yeah, it's a little much.
Some hobbit-on-hobbit action.
Yeah, like, I get it. Schmeagle's like the cock blocker. I get it. Just the whole thing is fucking... I mean, who do you root for? Who's to root for in that thing? Even the bad guys, they don't really have a defined personality. You don't really... There's no defined personality in the bad guy.
I like the ogre.
Which, the orcs?
He's
a dwarf.
Yeah, he's a dwarf.
Well, he was your comic relief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the dwarf.
Okay, yeah, sure. He's your funny dwarf. I get it.
Yeah.
He had his funny moments.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the bad guy. Who's the bad guy? It's just a fucking eye. The bad guy is an eye. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings by
now.
Oh,
God damn it!
I mean, I'm just like, what? I'm like, because, like, Darth Vader, you know who Darth Vader is.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and all the what are some other movies? Like in Avatar, you know who the bad marine is.
You can tell what's going to happen.
I mean, they might be like very shallow bad guys.
Yeah, they're not very well-rounded characters, but
yeah.
But you could kind of, you know who the bad guy is.
Rocky, you know it's Drago.
Yeah, but the thing is that you like it to be a little bit more black and white. I like a nuanced villain.
I didn't feel this was nuanced.
Did you ever watch... Well, I mean, I know your family loves the...
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Again, great for snoozing.
Yeah, but the thing is that...
More movies that go on too long.
Snape is a nuanced villain.
Right, yeah. Like, if I was going to... Right, sure. If I was going to get into that series, I would probably be a Snape guy.
Right, because, I mean, he's very interesting. You do want to know what's going on with this guy.
But in Lord of the Rings, you don't want to know what's going on with the eyeball. Every time there's a new war, he's summoning up more orcs from Middle Earth. I mean, that's really what it is. Rinse and repeat. Man's going to get their ass kicked. We're going to bring in
orcs.
This would have been a lot more pertinent 17 years ago, this conversation.
Well, I think that they should have had, first of all, they should have had a Led Zeppelin soundtrack. They really lost out that way.
I understand that.
But the other thing is that I really wanted to know what's going on with Viggo Mortensen. Did I say his last name correctly?
Who are you talking about?
Viggo? In Lord of the Rings.
Which one's Viggo?
Oh, God. I don't know what the name of his character.
What did he play?
I'm looking.
You're talking about the lead?
Yeah,
with the long hair?
Arawan
or something he played?
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to know what was going on with him. I wanted to know what's going on under that cloak.
Aragorn. Yeah, I just saw the thing. Yeah. I don't remember the
name. I don't remember. I was not listening when he was on screen. I'm not listening.
All right, so you got your beefcake.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Nice. Thank you.
But like there was another woman who really liked him. Like, he really loved Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
She was an elf. Yes, of course she was. And Liv and him really had a thing for each other. But there was this another piece of ass.
The
blonde who had a thing for Aragorn. And they never really explored that. It was just so unrequited.
Yeah.
You know, there was never is he or won't he.
I think that they were, that part, I think they were trying to stick a little bit closer to the book, perhaps, you know.
Well, my daughter tried to read the book. She liked reading all this shit.
Yeah.
It was too dense for her.
Yeah, it is particularly dense. I mean, I picked it up and put it down and picked it up, and I would fall asleep reading it. It was really like...
Yeah, I mean, so I guess it sticks to the books. God bless you.
Thank you. But, it's too late for me.
And then
they made
three Hobbit prequels, and I told my daughter if she didn't behave, we were going to have to watch that next. Because she's the one who wanted to watch these Lords of the Rings.
And then she wasn't into it?
No, she was. She wanted to watch them. But I think she was left away with, there's better stuff out there.
Meh. Well, maybe it's a little dated. Maybe it is so full of so many things going on that it's... I was like, there's a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on.
Yeah.
But not a lot that I was interested in. There was, you know, I rewatched Avatar a month ago. I hadn't seen it since the first time I saw it. Liked it better the second time.
Visually stunning.
It's a good movie.
I love watching it at nighttime.
And you know what? You care about the characters.
You do.
I mean, you don't really care about the bad guy that much. Very shallow.
Yeah.
Not very nuanced.
No. But
you care about the leads.
You do. You do. I felt terrible for the people.
I got to tell you, Lord of the Rings, I would have been happy if the orcs won and Mordor. I would have been happy if man got its ass kicked and it was the end of man. I would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
Of course, going in, I'm not a huge fan of man. But this really cemented it. Man.
See, that's the problem. See, you know, it was like your humankind hate.
I mean, I realize more or less I am a man, but...
good. This was the tale of your coming out.
I realize.
Okay.
But
your bar mitzvah was
a long
time ago. I'm surprised it took this long for the light bulb to go off.
Very slow. Very slow. But, I mean, yeah, the dwarf was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You liked it. You liked the interplay between him and Legolas. That was the elf.
Yes.
You know, as they were ringing up.
Another piece of ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, a little femme, but still, you know, the actor himself.
More beefcake for the women in this than for the men.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, Liv Tyler,
really pretty. No. No.
She's okay.
Oh wow.
Which is good. I mean, we need okay looking women.
Yeah.
In these things, they can't all be hot. But let's not pretend that she's a piece of ass. She's okay.
Wow.
She's fine.
Gosh,
she's fine.
I thought that most people would think
she
was beautiful. She
did her best work in the Aerosmith videos. When she was running around scantily clad as a schoolgirl.
There wasn't a lot of call for her to strip in this movie.
That could have been the problem.
There are not enough poles in the woods and in the forest and in the glens.
No poles in the Shire for her?
Oh, I'm sure there are poles in the Shire.
But let's be honest. I mean, the ring, the power of the ring corrupts everybody.
I love that. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's
no
consumerism.
I guess.
I mean, think about how that's That's ruins.
But you know what? You're right. I just don't need 10 hours to get there.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I will not be recommending that. As I do my dated movie reviews.
My precious.
I love that part.
Next week, I'll be reviewing Fletch. See how Chevy Chase does in Fletch. Not Fletch 2, Fletch.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad you distinguished that. I was watching the... it was some anniversary of the Caddyshack, and they were talking about the behind the scenes of Caddyshack over the weekend. Was it over the weekend? I don't know. But anyway, recently they had it on. And I just... think that Chevy Chase has developed into such a douche that it's hard to look at it and go, oh yeah, how fun it must have been to work with him. I mean, he and Bill Murray were like at each other's throats, but they apparently didn't show that on the set.
There was a period of time where Chevy Chase,
yes,
was the Steve Guttenberg of National Lampoon's. There was a time in the
80s
where you had a comedic hit if you had Chevy Chase or Steve Guttenberg in it.
That's absolutely true.
Those were your go-to white guys.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And they talked about that.
Neither one doing so well now.
No.
Guttenberg I saw in he's in a Dwayne Johnson's show, Ballers. He was on HBO's Ballers.
Okay.
Which will be coming out again in a couple weeks, which is Dwayne Johnson and Rob Corddry series on HBO. And Guttenberg can still act, you know.
There was a video, and maybe I have to look into this a little bit more. There was a video of Guttenberg jogging.
Naked?
Pantsless.
Yeah.
What was that shit about? What could you possibly take that would make you leave the house without your pants?
As somebody who works out now every day.
Oh, boy, I'm looking forward to this.
You know, sometimes you're just in a rush.
No!
And you know what? For some of the moves, I got to tell you, pants a little encumbering. Little encumbering.
In the park?
No, in the balls. I can't.
Using a euphemism.
I can't tell you how many pairs of boxer shorts I've blown through.
Blown through?
Just doing squats and lunges and
shit. Oh my God, that's a lot of dog.
Yeah, next thing you know, your balls are hanging out there. So I can understand.
I've had that experience.
Steve is not living high on the hog now in Hollywood. So, you know, maybe boxers are hard to come by.
You said hog.
I did.
Yeah. I don't think that was blowing through them with his extra special thrusts or exercises. What's the problem? I think, is that, what could you possibly take that would make you think that a jog in the park without your shorts is okay?
Maybe you don't think anybody's looking.
Everybody was out. There was somebody that stopped him and interviewed him. And he was just like, and they're like, so Steve, what's with the no pants? And he looked at them like, what? Like, I gotta go.
Interesting thing, still getting jobs in Hollywood, though. Probably helped his career.
Depends on what they saw.
Because before that, who was talking about Steve Guttenberg?
True.
So, good for the goot.
I guess so.
No, but there was a time where, like, Steve Guttenberg was in a movie, like, this shit's gonna be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was in all the police academies, or most of them. He was in Short Circuit, Cocoon.
Cocoon, I loved.
I mean, he was in Bachelor. Was he in Bachelor Party?
No, that was Tom Hanks.
That was Tom Hanks. He could have been in Bachelor Party, though. Could have been good.
It could have been.
Could have been good. There was a time. Think about this. There was a time when Tom Hanks and Steve Guttenberg were interchangeable.
Oh my God, that is unbelievable. Yes, that's true.
You know, like maybe you're like, you know what? I don't want Hanks to read for this. We're going to go Guttenberg here.
Who would have thought? But who would have thought that Tom Hanks was? You know what? You know who would have thought? My best friend when I was in high school. She, when that show Bosom Buddies was on.
Bosom Buddies.
She thought that Tom Hanks was the cat's meow, and she thought he's going to go places. I didn't see it at all. I was like,
she was right.
What a big goofball. I hate to admit it, because I loathed her by the time we were not friends anymore. But she was right, goddammit. She called it.
Tom Hanks, a big star. Now, there was actually a period of time where if you put Tom Hanks in a movie, Academy Award.
Oh, yeah.
That time is left.
Oh.
That time is no more.
I know, but...
But it was like instant
God,
Academy Award.
Good.
Like after Philadelphia, he was just like, he was like cranking out hit after hit there. And that time is no more.
Philadelphia was astounding.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it once, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing.
Sure. About a guy who's losing weight.
And that's all you saw?
And having some legal issues? Yeah, I recall.
Guy can only eat soup? Oh, it was about
I
my
believe
cat.
It was a Bruce Springsteen soundtrack vehicle.
It's my cat Moo's favorite movie.
Yes. Eats cat. Yeah, but no, I mean, yeah, so it's interesting.
How, yeah, how they were interchangeable at one point. That seems amazing.
I guess Tom Hanks had a little bit more range. Yeah. Is that what yes. is that what Hollywood said?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they found that he had a lot more rage.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I thought Gutenberg was fine in Cocoon.
Yeah, he was. But he was still had a goofy edge to him. I didn't really believe him that strongly as, like, the romantic lead. I wasn't really buying that.
Well, you hadn't seen him run naked yet. Once you see him run naked, well, you go...
You never go back.
You go, give me some more of the goot.
More goot.
I don't have enough goot in my life.
I was whispering that to Mr. Helix the other day, and he said, "What? What's goot?"
I miss a more innocent. Baby. I miss a more innocent time in America where you could put Gutenberg in a comedy, and you knew there was going to be 4-letter words, and it was okay, and it was going to be good, and you eagerly waited 3.5-4 years for HBO to get the rights to it,
so you could see it.
Yeah, I miss those times in America.
I know
the Gutenberg old days, as I like to call them, the Gutenberg old days.
You know, we went from having to wait a long time for things to come out or to get to us. Then all of a sudden, everything was instantaneous.
Oh, still now, yeah.
But now, we're like, what do you mean you have to wait until, like, months later for the season to pick back up? What? I can't wait!
Well, they also do now with, you talk about television.
Yeah.
They also do now 2 seasons. The fall season
yes.
and the spring season. You used to make just 25, 30 fucking episodes or something.
Right.
Now they're making 8 or 10 at a time.
Well,
as Roseanne found out, which we'll talk about in a little while. But it used to be, you know, you would put out a whole bunch of episodes for a season.
Yeah. You there used to be a lot more. But the thing is that people have expected movie quality in TV shows, even if we're talking about cable TV
shows. Well, because HBO raised the game on that.
Oh, my God.
HBO just put out, like, you know, Sopranos comes to mind. They had yes. stuff before that.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, HBO.
Oz.
Oz. Yeah, that was another one.
That was tremendous. And so many really good actors.
And now you see
that.
Showtime has a bunch
yep.
of stuff like that where
yeah.
people love. So
it's Netflix is doing it now.
You know,
I mean, it's a little bit less lower budget.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, but people like Orange is the New Black.
Right.
Which I've never seen an episode of.
I have not either.
I don't have Netflix. So.
I don't have Netflix.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy when it's time to
girl.
Netflix and chill. I'm just like, we can chill.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We just have to skip straight to chill.
If you give me your Netflix password, we can do Netflix and pass. Oh, wait, that's not what it means? Oh, I completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, would you invite me up for coffee? There's not going to be any coffee up there?
Same type of thing.
Yeah.
You want to come up for a nightcap? I was a kid, thought it was a little hat. Why don't you go upstairs for a hat? That's stupid. You're wearing a hat. I don't understand. It makes no sense.
There was one time I thought there was really going to be coffee involved. I learned quickly.
There's cream involved.
There sure was.
Well, you know, you want to come back to my place for coffee? It's fucking 1 a.m. No, I'm going to need sleep. That's an awful idea.
Yeah, if I was really literal.
Yeah, now coffee was a thing that could be consumed late at night in my college days when 2 a.m. was a diner and I could sleep afterwards.
Yeah.
But I also put a lot of carbohydrates in my tum-tum.
Mixed in there.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of cheese fries, disco fries, pizza fries, Jersey-type fries, if you will.
How does grease help you not get sick after drinking a lot? I never understood
the fries just sopped up all the booze.
Yeah,
that
well,
was
whole
sloshing.
Fries are very good for slopping up yeah. booze. But I don't understand that because it seems, on the surface, like that would make you sick as a dog. I don't know. It's one of those strange chemical reactions I still don't get.
Yeah, I mean, now I won't drink coffee at 2 a.m. unless I'm driving and I have to be up.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, it'll keep me up. Because yeah. now I realize coffee does keep me up.
I know. I got to that point, too.
I'm very nervous that I'm going to drink coffee in the morning. I'm drinking more coffee in the morning now than I used. Just a swig or two.
Okay.
But I'm like, I don't want to rely on this.
Oh, no. I'm hardcore.
And why am I getting up in the morning? To fucking work out.
So how's that going for you?
Yeah, here's the hard thing about this. Well, there's so many hard things about this
yeah.
workout. First of all, I'm not one of these people like, I'm doing this for me. Fuck you. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why I'm doing this.
What do you mean you don't know why?
You know what? Because when I was young and a hot piece of ass, I was doing this for pussy. There was a reason to do it. It was never for me. It was for me to get pussy.
Right.
That was the motivation.
Okay. And so now, since you're not properly motivated, because that's already available. I presume.
Pussy is everywhere. Swimming in the pussy.
Oh, my God.
Floating in pussy.
Wait a minute. I'm having a visual.
As well, that's what I was going for. Oh, look. He jumped out of the rowboat. He's swimming in pussy.
Don't drown.
He was the little man in the rowboat. Oh,
oh,
now I get.
Oh, that makes. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but like when you're not single, because when you're single, you're going out to get laid.
Right.
To increase your opportunities to get laid, you want to whip yourself into the best shape as possible.
Yes.
So there is that motivation. If my arms are just a little bigger, if my abs are just a little bit more cut, somebody's blowing me tonight.
You're just looking for something. You're just looking for selling points.
Now, in reality, that was never my game.
What do you mean?
I got laid based on personality. Now, they liked the body.
Okay.
But I think overall it was my personality.
Well, you know what? Whatever you've got to trade, you
know. Let's put it this way. Bitches weren't buying me drinks in the bar like they did with some fellas, which is like, how does this happen?
I know.
But I wasn't buying bitches drinks either. Nobody was partying with money for alcohol in exchange for pussy and cock in my life. I saw other people exchanging this type of currency, right. Not I. But okay. that was the motivation. I am going to work out because this will put me in better shape to get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I guess it's like I'm going to work out so I can retake my physical exam for the insurance company to get lower rates. I got to tell you, not the same motivation.
No.
Saving
no.
a couple $100, less than a hand job in a parking lot. As sad as that is.
Wait a minute, but you're Jewish. Isn't that supposed to be almost up there?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, the stereotypical thing is that Jews love to a good bargain. So saving money on your insurance rates, isn't that supposed to be like, ooh,
you know what
Jews
also like?
Money.
A good blowjob.
I know that.
See, you know, speaking from experience, I've sucked a few schmeckles. I've paid some shekels for some schmeckle.
You're not the first member of the tribe I've known.
No. Just the only one you haven't blown. Anyway. But so there's that motivation. And it's like, well, if you don't do this rep, you're really cheating yourself. And I've said it before. I'm like, I'm okay with that.
I don't feel cheated whatsoever.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. So I'm doing these workouts. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this workout? I want pizza. I have pizza in my freezer. There's pizza in the freezer.
I can be eating pizza now.
I have ice cream in the freezer. There are cookies in the cupboard. We now have Cinnabon cereal in the house. I didn't even know such a thing fucking existed.
Oh my God, fuck off. I'm going to go eat everything in your house.
You can have some.
You're making me hungry.
Because I'm not eating any of this stuff. And I'm fucking cranking out push-ups. And I'm doing lunges and squats. And I'm fucking wrestling with, like, bands for resistance and shit. And I'm listening to this fucking annoying cunt. Now,
Pat, you know what? I told you not to call me that.
Not you. Not you. I don't listen. I don't listen to you.
I know.
No, but you know what? She's really just not. She's not
motivational?
For a lot of people, I assume she is.
Okay.
She's very upbeat.
Oh, I hate perky.
But no, she's like, you're doing this for yourself. Don't quit on yourself. For a lot of people, that's going like, fuck you whore. Shut up. Suck a dick. Suck a dick.
So you live to hate her.
I do live to hate her. And I feel by working out, I'm only encouraging her.
She's like enjoying your hate.
What?
It's like a hate fuck.
You know who does? You know who does not like my hate for her?
Who?
The wife.
Oh, because she enjoys her?
The wife enjoys her.
Oh, so she... Not just does not like you. I hate fucking the one who's motivating
hate fucking,
you.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it out loud. Like, fuck this bitch. Like, even like the way she starts to, hello, hello. Fuck you, die whore. Hello, hello.
That's what my doorbell says when people.
Hello, it. Hello.
No, fuck you, die whore.
But here's the thing. This work, and I've talked, and I don't want to be one of these shows that, oh, you know, like, how are you, oh, I'm doing this now, and I'm talking about my workout, but whatever, I guess I am talking about it.
It's okay.
The problem with this workout is, there's a couple things. I feel the best way to lose weight as quickly as possible is before you start that journey to get as fat as possible, because I feel people who are very fat have all these success stories of losing a lot of weight quickly.
That's not really the general end of the story.
But it's a part of the story. And that's the part on Facebook.
For some people. for some people who turn it around. Other people keep going to that doctor on the My 600-Pound Life, and they still can't get it
together.
Well,
that's the side Facebook doesn't talk about.
That is, but that's another side.
But I'm like, I'm doing all the, I'm working out for an hour, and it's an hour of shit I don't enjoy.
I do not like working out. I know that's a shock. I get it.
I used to like, when I was in college, I used to go to the...
It felt like something dripped on my head.
That's not good.
It's imagination, though.
Oh, Christ.
No. It must be my imagination. I'm having a stroke. Don't worry.
I just got to hope the fish tanks didn't spring a leak.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can. It's happened before.
Oh, God. I'm sitting right under where they live?
No, you should be fine.
Okay, good.
It's over there.
Oh, good. All right.
But I used to work out. I used to go with fraternity brothers or other college friends. And we go to the gym and you pump iron and you bullshit and you pump iron and you walk around.
GTL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that. There's not this. You're constantly moving.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your heart rate's up. It's like, oh, this is tiring.
I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is so hot. But this is not. Here's the thing. In the past, I've lost weight easily. Pounds came off.
Yeah.
This is not that workout program.
Yeah.
I've lost some, but this is a more like clothes are fitting differently workout program.
You're redistributing stuff.
I don't want to redistribute. I want to lose. I don't want to redistribute.
Huh. All right. Well, then maybe this isn't the workout for you.
I mean, I'm wearing shirts I haven't worn in a while.
Which is good.
Apparently now I don't longer have a bubble butt. But again, I was never worried about my ass.
You know what? I can't say. I
have half the ass I used to have.
I have half the ass I used to have.
I'm twice the ass I ever was, but I have half the ass I used to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
If anything, this workout is making me a bigger ass. I have a smaller ass, but it's making me a bigger ass.
In a segue that you will enjoy, speaking of asses, Joe will be here in about 10 minutes.
Wow! I liked. Well done. Well done. It's workout time, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
What? I don't. Okay.
I just like that. It was in the same milieu as what the segues that you give when he walks in.
Except I don't apologize.
I know I do. I feel bad beating up Joe.
But why?
It was right there. I had to.
I assure you, this show he'll give you other opportunities.
Oh, I'm sure he'll kick me in the calf if nothing else.
Not unintentionally.
He's got big feet.
Okay, most ogres do.
I thought he was more. Yeah, no, more orc.
Shrek. No, he's Shrek.
No, he's not Shrek.
He calls himself Shrek.
Does he?
Yeah, in his act.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Shrek was an ogre.
I didn't remember
no,
that.
I'm not insulting out of school. That's how he refers to himself. And if you look at Shrek, yeah. I mean, Shrek has better skin, but yeah, I can see. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Joe's skin is fine. But yeah, you can see the resemblance in the face.
I actually can't.
Well, Shrek is over there. You can pull up the DVD later on.
I'll check it out later.
Side by side. But Joe's thing. Anyway, so do you like working out with music?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I can get lost in the music.
Yeah.
There's nothing to get lost in.
That is really unfortunate because the music helps a lot.
It helps me, but I have to listen to what's next and what the count is.
Right, right.
Whereas, you know, if I wasn't, I could listen to my, you know, my rock music will get me going.
Yeah.
Even a ballad, I can, you know, I can lunge through a ballad.
I like repetitive motion kind of exercises, like aerobics and stuff. As long as, like, if the music is repetitive and that's going to what I'm doing, like, I used to love step class. And if they came up with good songs to do that to, I loved it. And once I felt competent about the routine, I didn't feel like I was going to kill myself or make a complete jerk of myself, I was like, oh, I know what to do. I was the best little soldier.
See, that's another thing.
Bouncing around on that.
I have a hard time because the workouts change every week, but the moves change every month.
Okay.
So by the time I figure out what the fuck we're doing, we're
on. You changed it.
Exactly. Oh. And this bitch is a dancer of some sort.
Oh, God.
So she's putting in breakdancing
moves.
So she's like, well, yeah, we're doing that, too. like high knees for jogging, but like doing step throughs and shit. I go, well, I can't do that. There's like shit I can't do.
No, there's stuff that's when there are some aerobics classes where all of a sudden it's jazzercise, and I'm like, I don't dance for a reason. I'm very clumsy that way. Once I can get down a rhythm and I understand how to do it, I can do that. It's repetitive. Thank you. I got the routine now. But don't be jazzing it
There's
up.
There's too much thinking involved in this work.
Use your hips. No, fuck you. I don't know how to do that.
Do you see over there, underneath the pie tin, which is what my wife uses, those blue discs?
Yeah.
Those are called sliders.
Okay.
Now, what you do is you put them under your feet. Under your feet. You go into plank position. You know what plank is, right?
Yeah.
Where you're on your hands and your toes.
Yeah.
In plank position. And you do various exercises where you bring your toes up on the sliders. Various different ways to bring them up. So it works the abs.
Okay.
It is so hard to keep my feet on those stupid things. That I'm concentrating on that instead of the exercise, which infuriates me. Then you see underneath there's loops. They're the bands. They're resistance
bands. Yeah, I use something similar with my physical therapy.
Right. I get so aggravated because they roll. They roll, and it's a struggle to get them straight. I can't even put them on properly. Like, we're hitting pause. So I can
get into your bra.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. So there are the elements of this shit that fucking frustrate me.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like, I just want to fucking lift. I just want to lift weights. Pick them up, put them down. Pick them up, put them down. I can do that.
Yeah.
Dum-dum can do that. I can pick up shit and I'm tired of working my ass. I'm tired of working my fucking ass. I'm tired of working lunges and squats and sumo squats and shit like
that. Well, you have to be mad at the Kardashians. They made everybody focus on ass. Buns of steel?
I guarantee you those bitches ain't doing this exercise. No, that ain't buns of steel. That's buns of high-eating food.
That's buns of, lard.
Listen, if I have to decide what I want to put view the movie on the projector, the screen I bought, or Kim's ass. It's too much for me. I understand. A black guy's got more to work with. They can really tear up that ass. Me, I'm going to get lost in there like it's fucking Middle Earth. It's going to be fucking 3 hours. It's going to be like a Lord of the Rings. I'm going to need fucking Frodo to get me out of that ring.
I have a much more practical worry about I just don't understand how things work. And if you have those long fingernails and that giant ass, how the hell do you wipe your butt?
Bidet.
Is that it?
That's got
to
be.
It would have to be like a fire hose.
Or you're using your fingernails as a scoop.
Oh, gross.
I believe Joe had a similar invention for picking one's nose. Snot shovel, I believe Joe called it.
Oh, my God.
So I guess if Joe was going to market the snot shovel, shortly after that would be the shit shovel.
Yeah, for women who have followed the Kardashian size ass.
Yeah. It's a little much.
It's a lot much.
But guys have big asses, too.
Yeah, some of them do, but it's like going for that deliberately is odd.
Sometimes it seems like there's so much ass that one can't sit properly.
Yes.
It's too much ass.
I saw that on the botched show where people wanted to go
you
and get
basic cable.
Yeah. They wanted to go and get ass implants, and so there was one person who was like, this is not going to work for you. Here, put these implants in your pants and then try to sit on the chair. And she fucking couldn't.
It's too much.
Yeah. It was. And she's like, oh. And she was German. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's too much. It's like, yeah. If one of those deflates, your whole day is ruined.
Now, I do like working out at home as opposed to going to the gym.
Me too. Because if you're going to be seen, then the gym's your place. But if you're going to, like, seriously work out and, you know, you're going to be sweaty and humiliated looking, do it at home.
That doesn't even factor into it for me.
No, what's it for you?
The drive.
Oh, really? Is it that far?
Well, it's 15 minutes each way.
That's enough. It's enough to discourage
Whereas
people.
This is two levels away.
Right.
And you know what's good about this when I'm done and I'm gassed?
Yeah.
I go on my couch. That's
right.
It.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't have to focus on driving and being safe. I can fucking pass out. And I assure you, I'm passing. I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. I mean, I don't sleep. I'm like, God damn, that was hard.
Well, you know what? What is I find having to have a costume change for every day. So now I've worked in something. I have to change into a costume to work out. And then I have to have a third set of clothes to, like, wear around the house before I go to bed. Number four.
Well, see, my workout clothes is the shit I wore to bed the night before.
I did that, too.
Yeah.
I have done that, too.
It's a lot easier.
That's, like, usually my gardening Yeah. Outfit is like if I wore a t-shirt and like stretchy pants, or
which the neighbors love when you're out there in a thong. I'm just gardening. No, it's bra, like, just a fucking thong. Nothing on top, just her undies.
It's like, oh my god, that's a lot of dirt. That's a lot of dirt.
No, that's shit. She shit herself. Not dirt. She shit herself.
She couldn't reach with her short nails. No. She needed the trouble.
That's why
the trowel nails
to really
yeah.
get in there.
Oh god.
So, I mean, do you like lifting or cardio or yoga?
I don't particularly like lifting. I like cardio, and yoga's fucking hard.
Yeah, I don't get yoga.
It's strengthening, because to hold those poses and to stretch like that, and you go, oh, how hard is that? Then you're holding for a while, all of a sudden your muscles start shaking.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah, but it's good for, like, if you need something low impact to ease yourself into.
But it's not. I mean, they do hot yoga.
Well,
and
I mean,
goat yoga.
I mean, old school yoga. You know, like, if you need something to get into stretching and getting used to, it's pretty good.
Best thing about yoga pants. The best thing about fucking yoga.
Yoga pants are the bomb.
I've talked about before. It's what spandex should have been.
Oh, my God. Yoga pants are, like, everything.
It's really hard to have a badass in yoga pants.
Yeah, it really is, because they grab them and they push them into the right places.
I think I'm going to start wearing yoga pants everywhere.
Are you?
I think I should.
Are you really?
I think it's time to show off these buns.
I don't think the world's ready for that. Yoga pants are kind of a girl thing.
Oh, well, guys wear yoga. Guys do yoga.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of pant.
Well, I want the one that makes your butt look good.
You can get some of those ones that, oh, God, Goldie Hawn's daughter. What's her name? You know who I'm talking about. She has those...
Cameron Diaz?
No. Oh.
The other.
Fabletics pants. And they are made... Like, you can see the way that they're sewn to, like, sort of, like... They're like butt bras.
Yeah.
You know?
I want
in
a butt
the
bra.
Pants. You want a butt bra?
I want someone to lift and separate. lift and separate my ass. Yeah, my ass has never been in better shape. Stupid fucking ass. Fucking hate it. We eat this. Ugh. Here's another thing with these workout people.
Okay.
They eat the same.
Kate Hudson, thank you.
Thank you. They eat the same shit every fucking. These are not foodies.
Oh, no. No.
They eat the same bland, boring shit all the time.
Oh, my God. If you, I know you don't, but if you subscribe to any woman's magazine.
I subscribe to them all.
Not those kind.
Because magazines are something that's current.
Yeah, I know. But if you do, they always have these, or even like on the internet, if you're like, look at those pages, and then they have something like, what I eat in a day? And it's always like the same bland, tiny things.
Scrambled egg.
Yeah.
Boiled chicken. Steamed broccoli. Fucking kill yourself. Kill yourself. It's not living. I hate you. I hate you. Die whore.
Broiled salmon and three twigs. I had five almonds snack.
Here's the thing. I want to fuck those women. I just don't want to hang out with them.
They are the most boring people to eat dinner with because they spend the entire time thinking about how many calories.
And guys are like that too. Oh, protein shake.
Yeah.
You know what? These people, these are the people you fuck. You can't live with them. they should not breed because then they're going to produce more boring offspring. But these are, they should be a category of people. You fuck them. Guys, girls, these are your fucking people. I'm not your fucking type of person. I'm barely somebody you want to be around. But I'll tell you what, you'll have a nice dinner with me and have an interesting conversation. You'll eat well and I'll make you chuckle.
And then you go home and you fuck the pretty person.
Sure. Everybody has a purpose.
Yes.
I understand.
Agreed. That's my role.
You fuck me because you're out of options. I get it.
There's nobody at home. So we had a nice dinner. You want to fuck? Yeah. Why not?
Listen.
We'll get a couple laughs out of that too.
You get somebody better looking, you're going to fuck that guy, not me. But you want a conversation. You want to eat some good food? You want to go to a nice restaurant? You want somebody to cook for you? You're coming to me.
Yeah. Yep. I know, but
everybody has a purpose.
There's a lid for every pot.
Exactly.
Thank goodness.
Exactly. So I'm just saying the fuckable people. See, we should be available to the boring fuckable people, and they should be like. Listen, we'll train you how to get a personality.
Yeah.
I'm just putting myself in this. I'm not saying you are. I know my limitations.
I know my limitations too. I am right with you. we'll have a nice meal. I'll
well, we've already established you ain't cooking, so yeah. You're ordering out.
we're ordering out.
Pip
we're
and I established that cooking ain't happening anymore.
We're going to go out to eat. We're going to have a nice conversation.
How do you feel about a Wendy's salad?
You know, the berry blast is very nice.
I don't think that's going to cut it. I think you're going to have to raise the game.
Look, you can have a burger. That's fine.
But here's
I love the berry
here's
blast.
Here's the thing. I will teach the fuckable guys how to be interesting.
Yeah.
They give me their leftovers. Like,
you'll be their wingman.
Yeah. And they're like, well, listen, this guy really, you know, he really wrote me some great material. So you, number 10 model, should fuck him in return. We work with each other. It's a very symbiotic relationship. You know what I am? I'm one of those, Remoras?
Remora eels?
No. The things that are like on the sharks.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But I don't remember what they're called. But they just like nibble away and they get the dirt.
Yeah. It's whispery. It's like, really, you know, we should go to other places. We just keep on going in circles. It's kind of boring. That's what we should go over there. We should migrate. We haven't been along the coast in a while. That's what the little fucking parasite's doing. And in return, the shark is giving fucking leftover food.
Absolutely.
That's me with a good-looking guy.
There you go.
That's what we should
be.
No,
it's
done completely wrong. It's done. And you know what? And if there happens to be a hot piece of ass that has a personality that doesn't want to fuck up Barbie Ken over there,
right.
I talk to him and go, listen, he's really got me some quality pieces of ass.
that's your opener? Look, hi, he's really got me some quality pieces of ass.
How about you let him fuck you? I'll make it so the conversation's tolerable.
Are you gonna like be over the shoulder like some people watch TV while they're doing? You're gonna be like, you know it's a good book.
Whatever's required. Whatever is. I'm just trying to create a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Because let's be honest, me working out, it's good for no one. It's really not a good situation for
me. Particularly not for you. You're not enjoying this.
I am not.
Yes, but you know what the thing is that when we get to be middle age, which we're here.
Oh, yeah, this is middle age.
Yeah.
This is middle age.
And what we're
I know in TV, and like sometimes people like to call up, he's so young. No, this is fucking middle age.
No, this is middle age, and you know what?
Speaking of middle age.
We're Steven.
The guy on the backside of middle age just walk in. Hi, Joe. There was an opening.
We're staving off the slow march to death. Is what we're doing.
Yeah, well, Joe here, you want to run a little quicker towards it.
But you do want to exercise and take better care of yourself.
No, but I don't.
Yeah,
you know what I'm going to do when I'm 76 and have fucking regret that I didn't? Right now, I don't want to. This shit's heavy, and I'm tired of running.
Well, I thought you were on this whole exercise.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
And I'm more prickish than usual. I yell at the pretty girl every fucking morning on the computer.
Who's
you think
girl?
I'm mean to her? Some chick named Autumn. I've been bitching about her for a year.
What's her deal?
Everything I'm not.
She's too goddamn perky is what
she's
it seems
perky,
to
be. She looks good.
Oh, is she the one leading the exercise?
Yes.
Fuck her.
That's what I say.
Hey, lady. Good morning. Go fuck yourself.
Yes. It's like you've seen the videos.
Yeah. See, the whole thing with exercise, like, you're lucky you have to walk down the stairs, but it's the whole thing before you exercise.
Yep.
Because once you exercise, you're like, this isn't bad. It's, you know, like.
No, this is bad.
Well, because she's slave horsing you. That's the thing.
She's making me work really hard.
Yes.
And here's the part that sucks. I can't eat tasty food. I miss good food. I'm tired of having spinach and green beans every day. I'm eating more. I'm fucking revolting against vegetables. And here's the thing. You can't even put fucking dressing on this shit half the time.
No. Oh, I know.
It's fucking. You know what? Vegetables are not made that good. If they were that good, they would have been made out of fucking animals. It's just not the way the shit works.
Let me tell you something. Joe's girl got me a NutriBullet.
Yeah, she's telling you something. I'll get you a regular bullet.
So I get the NutriBullet, and I was on this kick for about a month.
You make good shit with the NutriBullet.
I know, but the thing about it is, it got to the point where I can't.
Dude, you're tired of squirting out your shit.
I
want to take a man's shit.
But the thing about it is, it's like at the day program, I can't do the day program knowing that at lunchtime there's green shit to drink.
Right. No, that's going to come out of your ass an hour later.
I was really getting bummed because it was nothing but green shit to drink.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, because on the thing that I'm on now, you're looking at food as fuel. Nay, I'm not a fucking car. I like eating shit. You don't get this physique without liking to eat.
Yeah.
That's just the way shit works.
You're looking at me? I know this.
But no, it's like, well, it's fuel, and I get it because I'm eating so much shit I don't like that it tastes like fucking unleaded. I'm tired of it.
But the thing about it is that it's just part of the program that you're on?
Oh, yeah. It's all working out and eating right. And I'm supposed to eat every 2 hours a day, and I don't fucking eat every 2 hours a day. I don't have time for that shit because I'm a man and I got shit to do.
Right, but, you know.
I can imagine sitting looking at my day program and eating every 2 hours, they'd be like, she never fucking stops but grazing.
But it's actually a way to lose weight.
It is a good way to keep your metabolism going, and you're eating little things. And yes. Yeah, I get that.
And everything's like measured out with little plastic squares.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, I actually started doing that. On the way into the day program, I have a little the breakfast. I'm bringing cereal in now. I have a bowl of cereal. Okay,
you can't have that on this unless it's oatmeal.
Well, it's the kashi. It's the kashi stuff. So I have a bowl of oatmeal. That hurts me. Then I have some dry roasted nuts. I'll have that a couple hours later. Then maybe I have a cookie. Then I have my lunch. I get the
There it was. There was your little tasty treat. You said you had a cookie. There's no cookies on this. There's no. You know what our fucking cookies are? After fucking 5-6 weeks of this shit? Quinoa motherfucking cookies. Are you shitting me? And you can only have one a fucking meal, and it replaces a carb. Quinoa motherfucking cookie. Quinoa is a fucking gay guy from France. It's not ingredients for a cookie. It's bullshit. I want a fucking Chips Ahoy. I want a fucking Oreo. I'll take a Famous Amos or a fucking Hydrox.
I tell him to relax, but he's right.
Doesn't it sound like a 4-year-old just had a complete spasm?
It's like torture. If a Girl Scout shows up, I'm going to fucking be brought up on charges. Something very, very bad is going to happen.
But the thing,
God, I hope it's about the cookies.
But the thing,
it could be collateral damage.
But the thing about it is, the day you work hard, can I have a cookie? Of course you can. It's a quinoa cookie. It's like torture.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. After 5 weeks, that's my fucking treat, and I don't get that for another 2 weeks. The wife,
because you haven't been good.
No, because that's the fucking program.
It's a shit program. I turn a channel.
There's no dessert. Like, even on South Beach, there was like bullshit dessert.
Yeah.
I'm having fruit sometimes for dessert.
Nice.
You know what? This isn't fucking Naked and Afraid. I don't want berries. Tired of fucking
myself. I think they're eating better.
They are. I get cheese once a fucking day, a small pound of cheese. Now, like when I was doing the South Beach, I'm having the fucking tomatoes with the low-fat mozzarella with some fucking balsamic vinegar, and now we got fresh basil. Yippee fucking kaye, motherfucker.
That sounds good.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
When I order an Italian restaurant, I pay $10 for it.
The whole thing, you know, the whole thing about a diet is you start to be a lifestyle. And this is like a torture.
The whole thing about a diet is you want to fucking die on it. No. That's why they call it a diet.
But it's like an adjustment to a lifestyle.
I don't want to be that lifestyle.
But the thing about it is this is like torture.
You know what my lifestyle is? Fucking Doritos, watching the game. That's my fucking lifestyle. Yeah, but apparently that doesn't allow insurance companies don't like that.
No, they don't.
I went shopping yesterday. I went to the compound on Sunday and I bought beer and I bought Doritos. And I'm in the car yesterday taking my groceries. I go, I didn't buy Doritos. Oh, shit, I never brought the Doritos in. Ooh, I'm going to snack.
What an unfortunate coincidence. These get left in the car.
No, it wasn't. I totally forgot them.
6 bags of Cool Ranch. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I didn't bring that many.
6 bags.
One bag of Sweet and Spicy.
I haven't tried those yet.
They're okay.
But here's the thing. I'm very unhappy on this. And, like, you have to be obsessed about it. I'm not obsessed.
How much have you lost?
Well, that's what I was talking about. It's not a thing where I'm losing. I'm averaging probably a pound a week.
That's average. Pound to is
normal. Understand. I'm working my tail off. I want more. Now, things are fitting differently, but I'm a numbers guy. Not with math, because I'm not good at that. But when it comes to a scale, I like to see the number. Like, I've done other programs, and the shit dropped right off of me. But now, I'm fucking working out like an hour a day.
Because you're building muscle.
I understand.
Muscle weighs more.
Your muscle weighs more.
So is a big cock, but I'm not getting one of those.
but you're not understanding.
You should see what I can lift. A kettlebell with my balls. Should fucking see what I'm lifting now.
I gave you a gift like that.
You did.
I better lift up. You showed him a bag of cookies.
I can lift cookies right to my fucking mouth. Look at that cardio. Look at the calories I'm fucking burning.
But you're answering your
face.
Own question. You're only gaining. You're only losing a pound, but the rest has got to be muscle mass.
You would think.
I would think. For the simple fact you're saying, but things
he's
are fitting,
like he's
fitting,
on muscle
fitting
beach
a lot
now.
Better. So it's the proof in the pudding.
But I'm tired and grouchy. And pudding. I can't have pudding.
Well, you're
why would
grouchy,
you say
no
pudding?
Matter.
Why would you say pudding to me? I can't, why would you say that? I can't have pudding.
Pudding.
You did.
You said proof in the pudding.
Oh.
You don't even notice.
Yeah, it's fake desserts.
I didn't know there was fucking trigger words because stupid is on a diet.
Now you know. Now you know. Don't you dare fucking say you're going to snap your fingers because I'm going to think it'll crackle and pop. And I can't have that shit either.
I know kind of what you're talking about because when I was like really religiously devoted to Weight Watchers, you know, they had such a rigid program, and it's like I was much thinner then, so I didn't get a lot of food. And so by the end of the day, I was so hungry, I'd go to bed dreaming about what do I get to have in the morning.
Yeah, I've been on that. This is
I've been on Weight Watchers too, and I lost 60 pounds on it, but it's very regimented, and sometimes you rebel. You know, and that's the thing with the diet like this.
Oh,
you
I'm
know?
Not rebelling.
You're going to rebel.
I'm not rebelling.
You rebel.
No, but once this is done, I'm fucking done.
And then you're going to gain again.
I know. That's the problem.
But the problem is it's not, you're not guiding it to a healthy lifestyle. You're guiding it to this like you're in a gulag. It's a gulag diet. Like you got caps. You should be.
There's no goulash
I'm
on it either.
I'm surprised it's not like a bamboo cage you go in to do your.
Don't give that bitch any ideas. Bamboo fucking diet. Got fucking weights here. Got weights outside. Got fucking bands. Got fucking sliders. Doing cardio. Fucking sweating my ass off. Drinking fucking water. I'm tired of it. I don't like it one bit. Right.
There's no bamboo involved in that. That would make you a panda. Just pandas tired. Are kind of like pudgy like you can, and lazy.
Yeah, bitch, he's got to eat eucalyptus.
Yeah, right.
That's what pandas.
Or not a koala.
I think pandas like eucalyptus.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, that's koalas.
Really?
Pandas like bamboo.
She really? Knows the bears.
You know my bears. All right.
So,
I just remember when mornings were for watching reruns and lounging around.
Yeah.
They're
and,
not
and
anymore.
Eating sugary cereals. Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
What, was you might that have the to, saddest, though? I think you crossed the line.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
<the line. laughs>
I'm not even a breakfast person. I skipped breakfast all the time, which is horrible because it's the most important meal of the day.
Yeah,
you know what I noticed when I was on jury duty? I'd have because I didn't have to be to jury duty till like 10:30, 10:15, 10:30. I could get up like a gentleman. I would have and I started eating cereal. I noticed
your monocle and hat.
Yes, I noticed that I wasn't. I would eat breakfast, but I wasn't that hungry later in the day. So I started bringing cereal to the day program when I got back, and I noticed that it holds me over pretty well. So
yeah,
you know, so
no, I'm not eating cereal. Not having cereal. Having, like, whole grain bread.
Okay.
Egg.
Yep.
Little turkey sausage, maybe.
All right. Yes. Well, you going on the road soon?
No. Nobody wants me.
No, same here. But nonetheless, let's say you were. You know, how would you compensate?
The way I'm going to do it tomorrow night when I'm fucking working a gig and they're feeding me, I'm going to fucking eat what I want.
Well, alrighty then.
I earned that. I went to fucking.
You can have your cheat day.
I went to Fridays yesterday. I got a fucking burger. I'm not a saint.
Yeah.
But you know, listen, I'm working.
We knew this.
It's hard.
It is.
Yeah. I've been eating barbecue. I eat barbecue Friday, had barbecue Saturday, had barbecue Sunday.
So you know what it's like to eat the same thing every day. You really feel the struggle.
Just happened to be a holiday weekend and warm. I was able to barbecue.
Real quick. Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day, I should say. You think we're doing this right? Because I said real quick, and then I want to take a break. Just get your thoughts on it. I think as Americans, we're doing this awfully wrong. I think this should be Memorial Day, should be a solemn day, a day of reflection, and thinking about the people who lost their lives and their families, as opposed to an excuse to fucking go to the ball game, have some hot dogs and hamburgers. I think we're really doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right. You know, it's like I reflect. There was a story in the Post from Sunday that was heartbreaking. It was about one of the guys who was a maintenance mechanic and one of the choppers that went down a couple of months ago.
A lot of choppers.
And what a great guy. I was almost in tears reading it. So, you know, you read that and it's like, you know, you feel horrible.
Other real quick. Did you see the president's tweet on Memorial Day?
Yeah. But you know, it's going to be self-serving.
Okay, so you're not a fan of that tweet either.
No, it's going to be self-serving, okay. But the speech that he made was not along those lines. But you know, it's a tweet. It's salesman. He's going to make it self-serving.
Okay, why? Just stop. Somebody break his fingers. It'll help his presidency. He'll go up 10 points in the fucking polls. The best thing that could happen to Trump is he fucking punches two walls, one with each fucking hand. That would be the best fucking thing because then he couldn't tweet. He would go up through the polls, then he could just fucking say whatever the hell he...
Tough to break a salesman. You know, a salesman at every turn is going to try to push a plug something.
He's hurting the product.
Yeah.
The product is his presidency. He'd be moving a lot more of the presidency product if he would fucking stop tweeting stupid shit. Because I know when people went on Bunker Hill, they go, you know what? I wonder what GDP is. Anyway. Fucking stupid. All right. So we're in simpatico on that. Let's take our first break and then we can fight. on the break, new music. When he left.
Out of this corner.
Days Indoors with Mesmeric. I don't know, is that a word?
What?
Mesmeric. It is now.
Mesmeric. We've played a lot of Days Indoors. Good band. And Simon Anderson with Desperate Man. And that, of course, you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. So we've got Days Indoors and Simon Anderson. Short break. Then we'll be back. We'll do how the court ruled on Trump and his Twitter habits. and comics in the news with Roseanne. We'll see what else we get into.